Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the entertainment wrap.
So, John, you've been kind of following all this Harvey Weinstein stuff, right?
Yeah, a little bit here and there.
Which is kind of funny because when this story first broke, I mixed him up with the other, the Harvey Firestein?
Oh.
And I was like, what? Took me like a day to figure out it was the other, you know, not the Broadway guy with the crazy voice, but the producer.
Yeah, the one that talks like this and talks like a frog.
I was thinking, man, Harvey, I just didn't think you had it in you.
Right.
Anyway, you know, what's interesting in these, when these stories start to come out, is like the blowback and all the people around someone who starts to be affected by it and like their closest people start to get kind of implicated. So Ben Affleck has been under some fire.
Really?
For several things. You know, he's had some touchy stories in the past about the way, you know, his relations with women.
Uh-huh.
His brother was implicated in some kind of harassment thing. Plus, he was like really close with Weinstein and apparently didn't tell what he knew.
Oh,
and now there's two stories just came up today about saying women who are coming out saying that he grabbed them inappropriately.
Oh my gosh.
So one, for example, a makeup artist named Anna Marie Tendler says that Ben Affleck inappropriately grabbed her at a party. She tweeted, "I would also love to get an apology from Ben Affleck, who grabbed me at a Golden Globes party in 2014. Like most women in these situations, I didn't say anything, but I've thought a lot about what I would say if I ever saw him again." So I think there's going to be, this is one of those like shaking out the bushes.
Yeah.
And people are going to get by association stung in this, as they should.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
So, yeah, crazy stuff. We'll see how that all unfolds. Check this out. You know, we were talking about Breaking Bad just a little while ago. The Boston Herald says that Joanne Quintana, who lives in Albuquerque, New Mexico, the home that Walter White occupied in the movie or in the TV show Breaking Bad, has put up a 6-foot iron fence to keep fans from throwing pizza onto a roof. Now, if you've watched the show, you know there's the iconic scene where he tosses a pizza on the roof. It's pretty epic, actually.
I didn't see it, but I'll have to
watch it. He did it all in one take, tossed it from the box. The pizza came out, landed
on the roof.
On the roof, perfectly.
Wow.
So she told local news that we don't want to gate ourselves in. We're the ones who are being locked up. But with hundreds of visitors passing by over some weekends, they decided...
No.
That it's time to make a change. He said, we feel like we can't leave because when we do, something happens and that's just ridiculous.
Oh, no. That's
that's a lot of pizzas.
That's a lot of pizza. Oh, my gosh. Imagine like if 100 people came by and threw pizza on your roof. Like, what would the smell be like on a hot day?
Oh.
And they're in New Mexico. It would just smell like cooking pizza at all times. Then the birds would all come to eat it.
That's what I'd be worried about. Is
covered
animals.
With birds and animals.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Well, it's a lot of those iconic, you know, whether from a house from a TV show or
The Simpsons house isn't too far from here, I don't think. It's like someplace in Indiana, I think.
The Simpsons house?
Yeah.
There's a cartoon.
I know, but there's like a replica.
Oh, really?
Oh, Illinois, duh. I think it's in Springfield, yeah. Yeah.
Huh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's like a
or like the full house
scale
house.
Replica. Yep.
Stuff like that.
Megan, that's a cartoon. You can't go to
You
there.
Can't go to
you
a cartoon.
You can't go into a cartoon. Well, yes, you can, Johnny. Now you can.
I think you're losing it.
Well, speaking of losing it, Alec Baldwin, he's just got a reputation. I love Alec Baldwin going nuts stories because they always have some silly element to them. So New York Post claims Alec Baldwin got into a spat with another driver on a New York City street. That's my favorite part. A witness tells the paper that Baldwin called the driver of the SUV a meatball.
Wow.
Then got out his phone and started videotaping him. And he took a picture of their license plate, threw his extra large drink in the street, then just went on his angry way.
Wow.
I can just see him getting like, oh, you meatball.
I love how they had to specify extra large drink.
Well, right.
As well. So
big gulp.
Crazy celebrities, I tell you.